Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Mary Murray, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Do you know that on YouTube, someone has taken you from Love Hate in a scene where you're on the phone and you're saying no to someone, and they've made like a 5-minute video?
No.
That's the no you say. You
really?
Because you're on the phone, right? And you're kind of flirting with the person who's ringing up the brothel, right?
Yeah.
And you're going, no. I'd be too over you. No. And they've taken, and then they go like, no.
That is hilarious.
It's weird, but it's also hilarious.
Oh my God.
I don't know. See, I'm here to provide information to
you. Oh, wow. And my mother always calls my dad the no man.
Don't
no.
Hell, you know. Is he always, is he famous for saying
my
no?
My father like daughter.
Listen, you are doing a play that I think people need to hear about. I think this whole story needs to be told.
Absolutely.
And what a good way to do it. Tell everybody what it's called and what it's about.
So it's called Outrage.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by the brilliant Deirdre Kinahan. And it's produced by Fishamble Theatre Company. And you know, there was a whole story in the last week about them losing their Olivier Award.
That's right.
Well, not losing, having it stolen. But anyway, so it's Fishamble Theatre Company. And I'm performing with Nisha Dunbar and Katrina Ennis. And it's all about the Civil War in Ireland and the lead up to it and how the women fight their cause.
That's the key
Ireland.
Thing for me about this story is we have a historical record of obviously the Easter Rising and all the things went over, and we get the odd name here and there. We get the Countess Markovic, or we get this whatever, but there were women involved that are rarely, if ever, celebrated.
Absolutely,
that worked really hard. And I suppose we sometimes see it in World War II movies where they go, well, actually, it was the women who did the tremendous work behind the front line. Whatever. But like, you get the odd kind of doff of a cap. But they're in the Irish Easter Rising. There was a huge role by women.
Well, you only have to look at all of the bridge names, street names and whatever. You know, we've Rosie Hackett Bridge, and there's not too many other places named after the women.
Yeah.
Yet the women were doing so much. They gave as much as the men. They were gathering guns. They were they weren't getting the credit though. It's nice now that in the modern world we can, you know,
give them the credit they're due.
Because even the likes of Elizabeth O'Farrell, who went along with Padraic Pearse, she was kind of airbrushed out of a photograph, and they just decide to airbrush us out of history.
Okay,
you know?
The way the play is written by Deirdre, I gather, is that it is while it's all of these things, it's also really funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's such a brilliant
playwright.
Writer,
yeah.
Yeah. And she's just, her dialogue is just always just.
Yeah.
And it's such a joy to perform her
is
stuff.
There a lot, when someone writes like that as a writer, is there then a lot for you to remember, react, and all the challenges that an actor is faced with? Is it elevated again when someone like Deirdre behind it?
Oh yeah, and lucky for me, Deirdre now, I've done a few of her plays and she says now she writes with my voice in her head.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, that's great. It's
She doesn't go onto YouTube and get the no, that's up there. Don't want that written
in. That is hilarious. I'm going to have a look at that on the train on my way.
On, definitely. It's running around the country. It's not just in one place as well. It's
touring. We're doing 9 venues around the country. We start off in the Theatre Royal in Waterford, then we go to the Town Hall Galway, then Newbridge in Kiltare, we go to Hawkswell, Sligo, Belltable, Limerick, so many
Pavilion
amazing
in
places.
Well.
Pavilion,
great
yes.
spot. Yeah, well look, wish you the absolute best with it. It's going to be unreal. During lockdown,
yes,
karaoke around Mary's gaff.
I know. What a mental case. Do you know, I look back on that every now and again, things pop up and you click on and go, it's
no,
but there's
it
a part
great.
Of me that wants to just be reminded of it as well, you know. No, I mean, it was madness, but you know, but at the same time, I was kind of applauding people for knitting jumpers and stuff. So
sure,
it was
we're
the
all
same
standing
thing.
Inside the door clapping for whoever needs to be clapping.
Yeah, you know.
But there was a thing. Look, I was really lucky in lockdown in that I simply came to work every day, did the show, and then drove. Okay, so it was in and out. Wasn't, you know, you weren't going to end, but I was a frontline worker.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
It was great.
Yeah, right, I was. But anyway, I came into the show. So I suppose I had that routine, whatever. But everyone, people like yourself, looked at the scenario and went, what can I do?
I know.
And you did this amazing thing.
Well, I wouldn't call it amazing. I'd call it mad, but it was something that kept me, made me get up in the morning, gave me a reason. So like every day I had to learn a new song and... like first, I just started with singing a song and people reacted and I went, oh, I think I'll sing another one. And then after a week, people started kind of asking me, would they sing particulars?
So requests
I sing?
Came in. Yeah.
And then, but then it got to a point like the tough part of the lockdown was really the first 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so it got to song 100 and sometimes I was doing 2 a day and I was like, oh, that's enough now. And I had one little special reveal for my 100th song. And then there was people like, Mary, what about my song?
Yes.
Like, no, I have to get out into the real world again.
I know. So, it's you just build this thing for yourself. And then people are so disappointed. Like I did a thing on my Instagram during lockdown as well, where I did these World Cups of anything, right? Could be World Cup of like best biscuits. And I'd pitch 32 biscuits. And it would take like 5 days to get down to the winner, right? And then at one point, like I did hundreds of them. And I ran out of everything.
Yeah.
And I finished. And then people were like, where are the World Cups? And even now, like 4 years later, someone would just give it, pass in the street going, would you do them World Cups again?
I have had a few recent ones. And you know, at the time, like some people would have sent me, my dad died or whatever. And I go, oh, that's lovely. I'd send them a nice thing. But then like 5 years later, my dad died with, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm not there anymore.
There was it was appropriate at the time. Yeah. Right, some quick fire round questions for you. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh, kind of very interested in how people learn.
Oh, right.
And I have a real interest in that. Like, I just love how people learn and figuring out their approach. And different, like, and the different techniques people have.
So the technique, rather than the science of the neurology, it's more like, how did this person learn to that? How did that person learn to that?
Yeah.
And taken lessons from that.
And the science and neurology. And okay. Yeah, but in particular, like, I suppose it's because I teach, but it's something I am fascinated by. I suppose that's kind of my obsession.
Brilliant. What a great obsession to have. Nothing self-centered about it at all. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
My brother, Patzer. He's a comedian. I don't know.
Come on, you're an actor around for a fair while.
Oh yeah, but I'm just trying to think who's. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, there's some I've met. I've never asked for their number, like Cillian Murphy or Colin Farrell or. Like, bet you I'll go home and I'll
and you'll
go.
Be like, it's like I've Britney's number there. I never told Dave.
Brittany, can't be dealing with that Brittany one.
Go back to when you're about 8 years old. It's school lunchtime. You open up your lunchbox. What's inside in second class?
Oh, that's hilarious, right? Because there was a girl in my class who had a big, huge lunchbox.
Right.
And she had a Yoplait yogurt, crackers and cheese, a little cake, an apple. She had millions of things,
wow.
Right? And she wasn't obese or anything.
Yeah.
She just had all this food. And generally, we'd be sent to school with an apple or something. And so I would be like, I'd be on the way to school with my friends, and because this girl had all these other things, I'd pretend I had all that stuff. So I'd say, I had a Snickers and a packet of crisps, but I ate them last night, so I've only got my apple left. And
so you were pretending you had a load more food.
But also, I remember when I was a little bit younger, when I was about 5, the teacher, I loved my teacher, Miss O'Toole, her name was, and she would say, put your food on the lunch table. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to let go of this.
Yeah.
Like, because it was Ballier.
Right.
Your food gets robbed.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got a packet of Monster Munch that day and I put them on the table. And some other kid started eating them on me and I think he got a punch. And the teacher was like, Mary, what did you punch him for? And I just couldn't understand it. He ate my Monster Munch. Do you know how valuable Monster Munch are when you're 5?
They're valuable now. You're my Mighty Munch, I tell you, it gets the same thing. And the final question, Mary, I ask all my guests is an odd one, but I'll go and ask it anyway, because I don't. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yes.
No.
Now, you see, I love being in, once I get into the shower, you can't really get me out of it. So right. Like I probably wash under my fingernails and inside my tongue.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anything to just stay
in the
there.
Warm shower. Yeah, okay, I hear you. We're different from that point of view. But Mary, listen, best of luck with the play. Outrage is touring around the country. Make sure you get your hands on tickets. Go along and see it. It's all over the country, 9 different venues. Mary, brilliant to talk to you. Thanks a million.
You too. Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Dave
Moore on Today FM.